This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. It is me, Miriam, here. And if you are feeling like a zombie by 3 p.m., even after your morning coffee, or if you just can't remember what it feels like to wake up feeling refreshed, then you are in the right place. Okay. So what we're going to be doing today, we are going to be diving deep into perimenopause fatigue. Okay. You know, that soul sucking exhaustion that so many of us experience. But the good news, y'all, I want you to know, you don't have to live like this. Okay. We don't have to do it. We don't. So we're going to go beyond coffee to uncover 7 natural energy boosters that will help you beat the afternoon slump and truly feel alive again. So I want you to stick around because this isn't about quick fixes. It is about sustainable, real energy. Okay. So first, let's quickly understand why you might be feeling so drained. It's not just that you're getting older, y'all. Okay. In perimenopause, your hormones are doing a complex dance. I want you to think estrogen and progesterone fluctuating wildly. This can lead to sleep disruption, even if you think you're getting enough hours. We also often see nutrient deficiencies becoming more pronounced, and even a touch of mild adrenal fatigue from chronic stress, which can also steal your spark. So understanding these underlying causes, y'all, is the first step to reclaiming your energy, okay? So let's jump into our 7 powerful strategies. First of all, blood sugar stability, y'all. This is your energy anchor, okay? We talk about blood sugar a lot, I know, but let's reframe it. It's not just about diabetes. It's about consistent energy. When your blood sugar crashes, so does your energy. So think balanced meals with protein, healthy fats, and fiber with every meal. You want to avoid those sugary highs and lows because, y'all, you're going to lose some energy, right? You're going to want to take a nap. So instead of a pastry for breakfast, try an omelet with avocado spinach. This foundational step, y'all, will give you steady energy throughout the day, preventing those sudden drops, okay? Now let's talk about some key nutrients for fueling your cells. Now, you cannot run a high-performance engine on an empty tank. So for energy, we're talking about just a few superstars, right? That first one is iron, especially if you're still having heavy periods. You want to get your levels checked, okay? Some good sources of iron are leafy greens, lean red meat, and lentils. Number 2, B vitamins, y'all. These are your energy powerhouses. They are crucial for converting food into energy. Some really good sources for B vitamins are whole grains, eggs, and dark leafy greens. In some cases, you may need to consider a high quality B complex if needed, but you always want to consult with your doctor beforehand, okay? And number 3, that CoQ10, y'all, this coenzyme is vital for cellular energy production. It naturally declines with age, okay? So foods like fatty fish, organ meats, and whole grains contain it. And supplementation can be beneficial for some. Now, moving on to hydration and mineral balance, y'all, the unsung heroes. I know it sounds simple, but y'all, chronic dehydration is a major energy drain. And it's not just about water. It's about mineral balance. Electrolytes like magnesium, potassium, and sodium play a huge role in nerve function and muscle contraction. Both are vital for energy, okay? So add a pinch of sea salt to your water or try incorporating mineral-rich foods like coconut water, bananas, avocados, and you definitely want to skip those sugary sports drinks, okay? Now, y'all, you got to add in some gentle movement for energy, not exhaustion. Here's where some women go wrong. They think they need to crush themselves at the gym to get energy. Wrong. Intense workouts can sometimes add to your fatigue in perimenopause. So instead, focus on gentle movement throughout the day, like walking, yoga, stretching, some light strength training. Moving your body regularly improves circulation, it reduces stiffness, and it can actually boost your energy without depleting your reserves. And then when we talk about stress management, y'all, this is a non-negotiable for taming cortisol's grip, okay? We've briefly touched on adrenal fatigue and perimenopause, and stress is a huge culprit, okay? Chronic stress keeps your cortisol levels high, which can disrupt sleep and deplete your energy over time. Y'all, even 5 to 10 minutes of stress management daily can make a huge difference, like deep breathing, meditation, spending time in nature, or listening to calming music, which is one of my favorite things to do. You want to prioritize this, y'all, because your energy depends on it. Now, when it comes to smart snacking, because we do like our snacks, the purpose for this snacking, y'all, should be to have sustained energy. So those quick sugar fixes lead to quick crashes. So I want you instead to think mini meals for your snacks. Combine some protein with some healthy fat and some fiber to keep your blood sugar stable and your energy flowing, like an apple with some almond butter, a handful of nuts and seeds, or Greek yogurt with berries. These are fantastic options, y'all. Just some examples that will keep you going without that dreaded afternoon slump, okay? And last but certainly not least, y'all, you got to prioritize quality sleep. Quality sleep is your energy foundation. I did say quality, okay? Now, we talk about sleep a lot, but it truly is the foundation of all energy. In perimenopause, we know that sleep can be elusive. You know, it's like, where are you? Hello? So you want to focus on creating a consistent bedtime routine, making your bedroom a sleep sanctuary where it's dark and cool and quiet, and you want to avoid those screens before bed. Now, if hot flashes are disrupting your sleep, you want to talk to your doctor about some solutions, right? Addressing sleep issues is critical for consistent energy, okay, in perimenopause. So there you have it, y'all. 7 natural energy boosters for women in perimenopause. Y'all, this is not about a magic pill, okay? It is about integrating these practices into your daily life. You want to start small, pick 1 or 2 strategies that resonate with you and implement them consistently, okay? You also want to track your energy levels. Track your energy levels. You might be surprised how quickly you start to feel a shift. And remember, you are not in this alone, y'all. There are thousands of women across the country, the globe, right, who are experiencing tiredness, constant tiredness in perimenopause. But y'all, with the right approach, you can feel vibrant and alive again. So y'all, thank you so much. If this video resonated with you, please give it a big, big, big thumbs up. And please subscribe to my channel for more perimenopause wisdom and hit that notification bell, y'all, so you don't miss any of my upcoming videos. Now, I would absolutely love to hear from you in the comments below. What is your biggest energy struggle in perimenopause or menopause? Okay. And also, what's one thing you're going to try from this video? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. And if you are looking for even more resources on managing perimenopause symptoms naturally, I want you to check out the links in my description below. I've got some free guides and some resources just for you. Y'all, thank you again so much for watching. Listen, until next time, I want you to just nurture your body, honor your journey, and reclaim your incredible energy. I want you to know that you got this. God knows I-